Mishnayis, Aperik Dalid, Mishnayis Tesin Yud. However, with your indulgence, I just like to review Ches because it really goes together with Tes. Beheres Kegris, we're dealing again with situations where you start off with a Beheres, in this case Beheres Kegris, which is a mar of susceptible to Tuma, and there is Pisoyon. Now again, there is machlokas in Rishonim and Achronim as to whether these Mishnayis are talking about after Petur or in the first week or the second week before there was any Petur. And it can be learned either way. The Rav up to this point is learning that it's before Petur, and we'll see the Rav in Mishnah Tes where he changes his position, and the Tosfos Yom Tov asks why. Beheres Kegris, again, you have a Beheres Kegris, this is Ches still. Uposeso Kechatzigris, Beholach Mina Om Kechatzigris. And part of the main unit, the Om, of the Nega, a half a gris disappeared before there was Hachlota. So all you have left is a half of the Om and a pisoyon of a chatzigris. So Rabbi Akiva Omer Teira Betchila. Rabbi Akiva is mitzdareif the half of the Om to the chatzigris, and he joins them together and says, "All right, we'll view this now as a new nega to begin the process anew." The Chachomim Mitarim. And Chachomim Amitarim, the Rav explains the Lo Choshi Pisoyon. That's why they're not. That's not why they're not Machlit. Elim Kin Mosif Al Shir Hanegah Shoya Betchila. Vezeshinu Achshav Elok Gris. The whole thing is a gris now. Nekshav Karisho and Shomad Beena V'Tohar. So the way that the Rav learns the Chachomim, it seems to be that it's during the first 2 weeks, either at the end of the first week or the end of the second week. And now the half of the Om is gone, and there is another half of Pisoyon that came in, but you're dealing only still with a gris. So we view it as if it's the original Beheres Kegris, and since it's in the first 2 weeks, it's with Ome Bienov, it's the same as before. In other words, at the end of the second week, if there's no Pisoyon, then the Mitzvah is Tomei. It's Tohar. He's Tohar. So that's how the Rav is learning. We're talking at the end of the second week, and he's finished. It's no, there's been no Pisoyon because the half the Om is gone. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Om that remains can be viewed as a tzeirav to a new nega. Now Mishnah Tes. Beheres Kegris Uposeso Kechatzigris V'yod. This time you have a Beheres Kegris, and the Pisoyon is more than a half a gris, the Ode. V'holach mina Om Kechatzigris. And the Om lost a half of a gris, it disappeared. So here Rabbi Akiva is Mitame because he views this as a Pisoyon. The half of the, just as before, the half of the Om and the half of the Pisoyon joined together to form Nunega. Here, the half of the Om and the half plus more of the Pisoyon joined together to form the original Nega that has the Pisoyon. It has a little bit of Ode. And because of that, Rabbi Akiva is Mitame. The Chachomim Mitarim, the Chachomim here Mitahir. Now let me read the Rav on this. Rabbi Kiva is Mitame, Mishum V'o, because of the additional Mount Mor, the Ishtayer Beimin HaPisoyon, Upaposeso Liachra Peturari, Irene. Here the Rav says that we're talking about a case where the Pisoyon took place after the Petur. And Akiva Eger doesn't understand this. Granted, there were many Rishonim, the Rush, I gave an example before others, who learned straight throughout this Perek that we're talking about after the Petur, after the person was found to be Tohar. However, the Rav up to this point has been learning that we're talking about during the at the end of the first week or at the end of the second week regarding the Pisoyom. Here the Rav changes and says we're talking after the Patur, and the Tosas Yom Tov says I don't understand why he has to change his position over here. And the Tiferes Yeshua learns this Mishnah as being applied as applying to the first week, at the end of the first week, at the end of the second week, as do others. So the Chachomim Metarim here, they came in the Ozele Chatzi Gris Min Om, since half the Gris left from the Om, Neko Minego Chodosh, Elo Chatzi Gris Viod. That all that's left now is the Chatzi Gris Viod. And let's learn, let's assume that it's after the second week. Not like the Rav is saying now, but let's say at the end of the second week. So there is no Pisoyon, the original Om doesn't, the original Nega doesn't exist any longer. The Om is you know, at least half of the Om, Om Kachatzi Gris. And the entire Om, original Om, is not gone. So you don't, you only have is a, again, according to the Chachamim, even though half of the Om remains, that Om is not mitztoref to the Pisoyin of a Chatzi Gris Viod. It doesn't join together with that to create a din of Pisoyin on the original Nega. So it's as if the original Nega is gone, and what you have left now is a less than a Gris. So they're mitayer. The Pisoyin is independent. And you have a Kachatzi Gris Viod, which is less than the Gris. Now the Mishnah says, we're still a Mishnah test, Beheris Kegris, if you have a Beheris the size of a Gris, Uposesok Gris Viod, and it increased by an additional Gris and a little bit more, Vohochelo Ha'om, and the entire Om disappeared, the entire original corpus, body of the original discoloration of the white disappeared. So Rabbi Akiva is mitame. He views this still as it attaches to the original Om, even though it doesn't. It stemmed from the original Om, even though the original Om no longer exists. And since you have a Gris Vaod, he views it as a Pisoyon, as a Pisoyon on the original Om is mitame on the basis of the original Nega. The Chachamim Omrim Tere Betchila. The Chachamim say that since the Om is gone, and now you have something that's a Gris Vaod, a new coloration of a Gris Vaod. So as a result, you start anew, as if it's a new Nega. So here, there is a Kula in the sheet of the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, that if the if this new Nega would now be taking place during, let's say, Yom Tov Chol HaMoed, or a Chasin, there is Shiv Yimei Mishdeh, we don't see a new Nega as we had earlier in this Masechta, that a new Nega is not seen during Chol HaMoed. And during or Yom Tov, and is not seen on during the Shivimei Mishdeh, so it would be a reprieve, temporary reprieve for that person. Mishnah Yud, but Beheres Kegris, Uposesol Kegris. If you have a Beheres the size of a Gris, and there's a Pisayon of a Gris, now we have a new complication. So this is clearly a Pisoyon. Now, the Pisoyon, assuming this is taking place during the first week or the second week, then it's the Pisoyon itself is a sign of Tumah, and and the Kohen should be Machlit. If it's taking place after the Patur, still it's a Pisoyon after the Patur, and that creates a Tumah also. After the Patur. So no de la Pisoyon Michya. In this Pisoyon, now even though there should be a Hachlota because of the Pisoyon, the Mishnah says if there is in this Pisoyon a Michya, Rasir Lovin, the two white hairs. Beholach lo om. And afterwards, the om, even though he's muchlet now, but the om goes after the hachlota, Rabbi Akiva mitame. Rabbi Akiva is mitame, v'chachomim omrim tere b'tchila. Rabbi Akiva is mitame d'yishkan nega, v'simin tuma imo. So the even though the om is gone, the om is gone, the there is a through the pisoyim, you now have a nega with a sir lovin or a michya, and that's a continuation of the previous nega, and there's two mihir, there's muchlat. V'chamur amrim teiru ebit b'tchilo. It's viewed, this nega is viewed as a new nega. Again, what happened? The om left, but now in the interim, a sir lovan or a michya came about before the om left. So, on the basis of the michya, the sir lovan, the there still is tuma, even though the om left. It might negate the pisoyon, but there's tuma because of the michya and the sir lovan. So Rabbi Akiva mitame the yeshkan nega v'simin tumimo, and Chachamim say Rabbi Tchila, meaning the Rav, v'yafagav v'shetira b'tchila nami yitamina kumiyad. When the Kohen saw him originally, there was pisoyon, right? So he's mitame miyad. The michya v'sir lovan mitame b'tchila, or the michya and the sir lovan are mitame to begin with. Mikoma kum nafka mina dele rabbonon. Now here the Chachamim view the in the case where the om disappeared, the michya and the sir lovan in the pisoyon kegris, the michya and the sir lovan, the Chachamim view it as a new nega. Rabbi Akiva views it as a continuation of the same nega. So it's he's tomei from the pisoyon, and the same tum extends with to the michya and to the sir lovan. It's the same nega. But the Chachamim say no. If the om goes away, the om is gone in terms of the pisoyon. But the pisoyon itself has a sir lovan or a michya, and as a result, that's a new nega that's tomei. Tera b'tchila. So, according to the Chachamim, again, you have the Chumrah, now, that he has to bring when he's Tohar from the second Nega, he has to bring the second Korban. According to Rabbi Akiva, since it's all the same Tumah, all the same Nega, there's only one Korban that he has to bring. But the Chachamim are Machmir, but he has to bring two Korbanos. Or as I mentioned before, there is a Kula to the Chachamim, that if this new Nega falls out during Chol HaMoed, or during Shiv Yemei Mishteh, he's not seen, the Chassin is not seen, the Nega is not seen during Chol HaMoed. The Mishteh continues, Beheres kechatzi gris. It is a Beheres, like half a gris, the Ein Bo Klum, and there's nothing in it whatsoever. And now we're going to have an issue. The halacha is that the Beheres has to come before the sir lovin. So we have now and these are going to be variations on that. Beheres kechatzi gris, the beheres is only a half a gris. And there's nothing in it, there's no sir in there. No the beheres kechatzi gris ubo sir achas. And joining with it is a beheres kechatzi gris with one hair, but only one hair. So with this only one hair, Hari Zula Haskir. Again, Beheres Kechatzi Gris. If there's a Beheres, a white spot, the half of a gris, which is not a nega. No, the Beheres Kechatzi Gris Ubo Saru Achas. Here by Saru Achas means just one hair as opposed to two hairs. And another Chatzi Gris is born next to it, and it has only one here, Harizul Haskir. Now you have a full gris, and you have to count 7 days, and it has to be viewed. It only has one here. There's no simin tumah, so you have to wait and see what happens. And perhaps the chiddush here is that this is these two halves are mitzdorev to each other. The question is, you could have taught a bigger chiddush if you had a whole gris, and there's a seer there. That is, you're not, the coin isn't machlid. There's only one seer, not two saros. You need two saros to be machlid. So it's maskir. It's the same din. So here might be that it's that there is some type of tzeruf between the two, even though they're not born at the formed at the same time. So harizul lahaskir beheres kachatzi gris. If it's beheres kachatzi gris ubos sara achas, and there is one here in the original chatzi gris, and no the beheres kachatzi gris, another beheres kachatzi gris ubos sara achas harizul lahaskir. Well, here you have a full gris and the and two hairs, so that should be lahakli. But here, the first hair was turned white before there was a full gris of Mar-a-Lovin, before there was a full gris of the Baharis. And if this that's Seir Kodim LeBeheres, because it wasn't the full gris of the Beheres. And then the other half forms, making a full gris with the other hair. So here is Hari Zula Haskir. Again, it's not Muklat. He has to wait now 7 days and see what happens. Beheres Kachatzi Gris. Beheres Kachatzi Gris, Ubosh De Saros. If you have Beheres Kachatzi Gris, and it has two hairs, and know the Beheres Chatzi Gris next to it, another Chatzi Gris of Beheres, Ubor Sara Achas, Harizu Lahaskir, because again, the two hairs preceded the full gris of the Beheres, even though there's another hair in the other piece, it's not mistorif to the other hairs. It doesn't make a difference. Harizu Lahaskir. So all these Mishnah, the last few cases in this Mishnah are cases where the Beheres came for either both of the two white hairs or before one of the two white hairs, and that's not and Beheres meaning the full Beheres Kegris, that the Beheres Kegris has to precede the formation of the white hairs, and they have to actually, we've had the term before, hofach, the language of hipuch, of changing. They have to turn the white hairs into white, and that's the simen of tumah, that demonstrates that this is a nega, that the nega's power is evidenced by the fact that it can turn black hairs into white. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud.